Spotlight.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Nishit Kumar, and today we'll be discussing about Rashtriya Panchayati Raj Divas, Strengthening Grassroots Democracy in India. And today we have with us Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Panchayati Raj, Sushil Kumar Lohani. Welcome, Mr. Lohani, to the show.
Namaskar to all the listeners.
Mr. Lohani, let me begin with the concept and origin of Panchayati Raj Day and its institutions, if you could take us through the journey.
You know, when Indian Constitution was being finalized, there is an Article 40 of Directive Principle, which said states were directed to organize village panchayats and give them powers to function as units of self-government. Only one line was mentioned, that too as a directive principle. Subsequently, Constitution Amendment 73rd Amendment, the famous amendment which everybody is aware, in 1993, on this date, that is 24th April 1993, this 73rd Constitution Amendment got precedence extant, and that day, with this amendment, the entire detailing of how a Panchayati Raj system should function in the country was introduced as Article 243 in Indian Constitution. That Article 243 actually explains various things. One is that the Panchayati Raj systems in the country will be generally three-tier system, where Gram Panchayat, Block Panchayat and Jila Parishad, all these will be there. Then this article also recognized Gram Sabha as the foundation of democracy. Then it also talked about the reservation for SCs, STs and one-third reservation for women. Then fixed five-year term for these institutions, elected body. And then it also talked about the powers and functions of Panchayati Raj institution, which is mainly economic development and social justice.
Right.
Thereafter, it also talked about the taxation powers. There was a provision of accepting grants. And then there was a provision for a state finance commission, which ensures that certain amount of money gets transferred to these Panchayati Raj institutions as their eligible grant. And then there are provision for state election commissions also, which ensures that there's a free and fair elections every 5 years.
Right.
So with this 73rd constitutional amendment, the detailed institutional structure of Panchayati Raj system was put in place.
Right. We'll talk about that later. But Mr. Lohani, the country has seen so many important institutions being set up and also the changes that they have undergone over the years. Now, how significant do you feel has been the Panchayati Raj institutions in strengthening and bolstering the local governance?
You know, once this constitution amendment took place, under this, there was a provision for all states and union territories to promulgate their own acts and rules, giving further details, keeping the constitution provision in mind. So all the states and union territories have already passed their bills, promulgated their acts. All the Panchayati Raj institutions in the country has already been set up. Elections are being held regularly. State finance commissions, state election commissions have been constituted everywhere. Roles and responsibility of Panchayati Raj institutions have already been explained in the respective rules. And a lot of responsibilities, a lot of delegations have gone to Panchayati Raj institutions. A lot of central government and state government schemes are being implemented either directly through these institutions or a selection of beneficiaries, selection of projects are being done through these Panchayati Raj institutions. Now, PRIs are also being given a lot of responsibility for service delivery, and over a period of time, with more and more IT and digital technology coming in place, a lot of transparency in delivery of the responsibilities and utilization of funds also has come. And as far as economic development and social justice function of the Panchayati Raj institutions are concerned, now, you know, all the Panchayati Raj institutions in the country are developing their annual plan. Gram Panchayat developed their GPDP, Gram Panchayat Development Plan, similarly other two institutions. And through this plan, all these the activities relating to economic development and social justice are also being ensured. These institutions are getting strengthened through funds, functions and functionaries over a period of time.
Absolutely, Mr. Lohani. Now, the central government, we all know, has taken numerous initiatives over the past 13 years or so, in particular, to not just strengthen, but to see to it that power and development actually reaches the common man and especially to the rural folk. Now, in this context, how has the Panchayati Raj institutions actually contributed in furthering the cause?
Yeah, if you talk about last 12, 13 years, so a few things I'd like to point out. One is, you know, these Panchayati Raj institutions are getting grants which are called finance commission grants. In 14, 13 finance commission, they used to get 65,000 crore, which has increased to threefold. In the 15th Finance Commission, which was the last one, which ended last year, they got 2.35 lakh crore as grants from Government of India through Central Finance Commission. And this cycle of 16 Finance Commission, which is start this financial year, the grants have gone even almost doubled. 4.35 crore will be disbursed through this institution in next 5 years.
Right.
So if you see in terms of funds going to the institution, there has been many fold increase. Similarly, central government schemes, many of the schemes are now being implemented directly through panchayats and Ministry of Panchayati Raj through various schemes. We have a scheme called Rashtriya Gram Swaraj Abhiyan, under which we conduct capacity building training, and also a lot of new initiatives we are rolling out, so that in the end, all the Panchayati Raj institutions become competent, capable to deliver what is expected from them.
Absolutely. You talked about the initiatives taken by the government to strengthen the institutions and the local governance as well. So, Mr. Lahani, if you could please take us through the initiatives which are taken by the government in recent times to bring development at the local scale in the country.
See, first I told you how the Central Finance Commission grants, how it has increased manifold from 65,000 crore in 13th Finance Commission to now 4.35 crore in the 16th Finance Commission. That is a major contribution from Government of India. Apart from that, we have a scheme called Rashtriya Gram Swaraj Abhiyan, under which main purpose is to build the capacity of elected Panchayati Raj representatives. So a number of training programs we are conducting, some of them directly through our institution like NIRD and all, and most of them through state government institutions of SIRD. Then we have also set up district level training institution called DPRC, District Panchayat Resource Center, and at the block level, Block Panchayat Resource Center. So for capacity building of these PRI representatives, elaborate institutional arrangement has been made with proper funds being provided to all of them. Then we have set up PMUs, which are manned with staff at the state, district and block level, which basically helps in rolling out various initiatives of central and state government. They provide managerial support. Then we have some money for infrastructure also, like Gram Panchayat Bhavan. On a limited scale, we provide money to the panchayats where there is no bhavan available. Then to ensure that they have good digital infrastructure, good computers, etc., we provide money for purchase of computers. Then for running of these computers, we also provide certain manpower at the block and district level, which can basically conduct training and do handholding of gram panchayats. So these are some of the initiatives. Then we have some fund for exposure visit of PRI members. So Panchayati Raj institution elected representative, they can visit to different places within the state, outside the state, and see good thing happening, good thing being done by their counterparts at other places and learn from them. Then we have also taken an initiative where we train Panchayati Raj institutions with the help of institutions of national importance like IIMs, IITs, IRMA, etc. They provide managerial training. We call Management Development Program. Then we have created a nationwide digital infrastructure, a portal called eGram Swaraj. This is the largest ERP system anywhere in the country, where we have more than 3 lakh users logging onto this system, and all entire money which is being routed to the Gram Panchayats on the Finance Commission and other schemes, entire monitoring, management, so end to end, right from provision, release of fund, planning, then ensuring that expenditure takes place properly, and accounting, then auditing, everything is done through this CRP system which is there. So entire electronic digital backbone is being provided by Ministry of Panchayati Raj. So entire thing ensures that we have a good program management system also in place, apart from ensuring that all the elected representatives have good capacity to deliver.
Absolutely, Mr. Lahani. All of us know that without including the other 50% of the population in any initiative, be it the national initiative or the state initiative or the local initiative, and we are talking about women folk here. Now, what role do you see women playing in the Panchayati Raj institutions?
You know, in the 73rd Constitution Amendment, there was a provision for 1/3 reservation for women. Mm-hmm. But you will be happy and surprised to learn that we have almost 50% women being represented in the Panchayati Raj institution. That means even in those seats which are not reserved for women, large number of women are participating in the election and winning also, which is a very good sign. And apart from not only they're winning the elections, they're also their performance. In fact, we keep on monitoring their performance also. We have number of competitive awards instituted by the ministry, and we find that a lot of women elected representatives are doing wonderful work. Many times they're doing better work than their male counterparts. But we have seen through our own experience that wherever women are heading the Gram Panchayats or Panchayati Raj institutions, the attendance of women in Gram Sabha meetings are much higher. Issues relating to women and children, particularly relating to health, relating to nutrition, relating to women's safety are being discussed more prominently in these Gram Sabhas. And ultimately, this leads to empowerment of women PRIs and at last the women folk in the country. So wherever women are heading the Gram Panchayat, we have better indicators in terms of better immunization, better ANC coverage. The ASHA workers, ANMs, Anganwadi centers are better monitored by them. And so it's a very good thing, very healthy sign that more and more women are coming forward and participating in Panchayati Raj system.
Absolutely. Now, besides the women, Mr. Lohani, the youth has also a very important role to play in the development of this institution and, of course, the development of the country. Now, what role do you see for the youth in the Panchayati Raj institutions?
Yeah, youth is the future of our country. In fact, more and more youth participate in the Gram Sabha and in the Panchayati Raj system will have more vibrancy, more energy in the system. Our focus is that when the Gram Sabha meetings are held, more and more youth participate there. In fact, in the recent years, we are finding that the elected representative which are joining the Panchayati Raj system, the average age has improved in the sense that more and more young generation are participating. In fact, we have rolled out an initiative where we are training the high school students in the rural areas through an initiative called Model Youth Gram Sabha. So we are conducting more Gram Sabha in high schools and which are being participated by the class 9, 10th, 11th students. They are yet to become the adult Gram Sabha members. So we try to ensure that before they turn 18 and become a member in the Gram Sabha or are eligible to participate in the PRI elections, they are sensitized about the Gram Panchayat functioning, about the PRI functioning, about the roles and responsibilities so that they can participate in the Gram Sabha functioning better. So we are capturing this aspect also and trying to ensure that more and more youth participate in the Gram Sabha meetings. Yeah. This apart, you know, we are trying to roll out a lot of digital initiatives so which get good traction among a younger generation. Recently, we have rolled out an initiative called Sabha Sar. This is an AI-based initiative where, you know, in the Gram Sabha meetings, if a Gram Sabha proceedings are video recorded, this video recording is fed in a portal and it converts the entire video recording, the entire voice. It reads it, summarizes it and comes with the proceeding of Gram Sabha meeting. And this is now available in 23 languages. Right. So through this, we try to ensure that the Gram Sabhas are more vibrant and Gram Sabha is more participatory in terms of youth participating in them.
Absolutely. Lastly, Mr. Lohani, what constraints or barriers, if any, you see in the effective governance at the local level, if at all there is one?
Yeah, of course, there are constraints. One is, you know, as I said, under the 73rd Amendment, the powers and functions which will flow to the Gram Panchayats, to the Panchayati Raj systems, are dictated by the acts and rules framed by the respective state governments. In some of the state governments, they have devolved a lot of powers and functions in real sense to these institutions, but in some states, it's more like a lip service. So actual real power transfer has not taken place because of various reluctance at the state level. There are political reasons also. So that creates a constraint. Number two, we would expect panchayat because under the constitution, panchayats have been devolved with the powers of collect taxes. But again, this devolution is linked to the provisions in the acts and rules of the state government. Mm-hmm. So many state governments, they do not have proper own sorts of revenue rules. So we are now taking it up with the state government so that panchayats become more capable to collect taxes in terms of legal backing being given to them. Then Panchayati Raj institution, we are still finding that after every election, you have 50-60 new people joining the system. So those who have been there for 4-5 years, they learn something. And then suddenly after election, new set of people comes. So every time we have to build their capacity. So this is a continuous process and that becomes a handicap. So it takes some time for them to understand the system, to learn it. And then when we conduct the training, their capacity to absorb what we are telling is also limited. So these are some of the constraints and we are regularly trying to work with the states and try to persuade them. We have also come up with a devolution index where we are ranking the states, how much they have devolved, and so that there is some kind of competition and awareness. So these are some of the constraints and we are regularly trying to work to improve upon this.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much, Mr. Lohani, for having joined us and shared your views. Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.